Furcrest is a town of 6,500 people squeezed between Tacoma and University Place. Here's how City Council member Hunter George describes it.
It's just covered in fir trees, hence the name. It's quiet, it's slow. We're kind of known for our speed limit. It's only 25 miles per hour, and it's just a real special place.
But Furcrest is probably best known as the only town in Washington where you can't buy alcohol at a restaurant on Main Street. That might change soon, though. Today, Furcrest voters will decide whether to finally legalize booze. Hunter George supports ending the prohibition. He told me why it was never repealed there in the first place.
Nobody tried. No one tried to set up a business that would sell alcohol until the 1970s. So in 1975, we had a restaurant operator who came to the city and asked them to change the ordinance and allow alcohol to be served. And the city council at the time said no. So the restaurant operator circulated a petition and forced the issue onto the ballot. And I don't know what he was expecting, but 62% of the residents in 1975 said no. They said they wanted to maintain the prohibition on alcohol.
So you support ending this prohibition. What's your reasoning?
My neighbors, my folks I run into at the community center, at the pool, they just want more dining options. This is the number one question that I get asked when I'm out in the community is, why can't we have more dining options in our city?
What do you mean by that?
I think for a business owner looking to open up a restaurant somewhere in this region, you can open up in Tacoma, you can open up in University Place and offer a full slate. You can do breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Dinner for a lot of folks includes having a glass of wine or a beer or a cocktail. We're not very competitive with our neighbors because we don't offer restaurants that option.
So it's hard on potential diners, and it's also hard to run a restaurant when it comes to the economics.
That's correct. There's a cafe in the heart of our town, and he tried offering dinner and it didn't go nearly as well as it could have because he said people want to have that glass of wine with their dinner. He offered German dinners, German-themed dinners, and, you know, people want a beer with their German dinner.
So what do you think is going to happen? How are people going to vote?
I will be absolutely shocked if this doesn't pass and if it doesn't pass overwhelmingly. In the conversations I've had, I'm up for re-election, and so I've been doing a lot of doorbelling, and it's running easily 15 to 1, maybe 18 to 1. People are very excited about it. We only had, I think, three people came to a public hearing about it when we were talking about the zoning. Only a handful of people came in opposition. So I think Furcrest is about to lose its distinction as the last dry town in Washington State.
What do you think's changed since the mid-1970s?
I think the demographics have changed a bit. This is the kind of community where a lot of people grew up here, and then they moved away, and their parents stayed, and so the community got a little older over the last few decades, and then I think in more recent years, a lot of those folks, I keep encountering people who have come back, people who grew up here, and now they've moved back to raise their families. There's a growing number of young families in this city, and again, they're looking for a place to go out to eat. They want to take the kids, but they want to have that glass of wine.
Well, if this does go through, where are you planning to get your first drink in Furcrest?
There's a great cafe right in the heart of town called the Spring Lake Cafe, and he serves a terrific breakfast and a terrific lunch, and he really wants to offer dinner, so I plan on going there.
What are you going to order?
A glass of Merlot.
Hunter George is a Furcrest resident and a member of the Furcrest City Council. Today, Furcrest voters decide on a measure that would legalize the sale of liquor by the glass.